the children of Syria. There is no other species, no other biological being on this planet that for no good reason at all destroys its own species for sheer greed and power. Hardly anybody talks about and shows the horrendous situation in Syria underground, how this US-instigated war affects the people, the individuals, and in particular, the children of Syria. According to the United Nations Children's Emergency Fund, UNICEF, 3 million of them do not go to school. They are malnourished, many of them are sick, many die miserable deaths. In unsanitary refugee camps, uncounted children are orphans at young age, have to fend for themselves, and are being abused and exploited, mistreated physically and mentally. Peter Koenig, an economist and geopolitical analyst and the author of Implosion, an economic thriller about war, environmental destruction and corporate greed, has more on the bitter story of the children of Syria in an article which appeared on the Information Clearinghouse website. Stay with us. What does future hold for the children of Syria? Add to these 3 million from Syria alone the uncounted children from Iraq, from Libya, Yemen, Afghanistan, Palestine, Somalia, Sudan, and Pakistan, and the list goes on. All of these children were made homeless and refugees, and many also orphaned through wars and armed conflicts started by the United States and its Western allies. Be sure always to remember who is behind these conflicts, who could stop the misery any time, and who has the power to bring peace to humanity rather than constant war and mass killings to satisfy their greed. Greed for dominance, greed for resources. According to the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, the UNHCR, about 60 million people worldwide are on the move as refugees. This figure in reality is probably closer to 70 million. It also masks another reality, one of abject poverty and misery, caused by the US-led world elite living in superb luxury and comfort, killing for more wealth and killing for more power. The number of children can only be estimated. It is fair to guess that at least one-third of all refugees are children and adolescents, some 25 million of them. Again, most of these worldwide refugees are the result of US aggressions or conflicts initiated by Washington and carried out by US and NATO armed forces or by America's vassals and proxies. That is, the war in Yemen nominally fought by the Saudis and certain Persian Gulf states, but with full backing and arms supplied by the United States of America and NATO. Young girls and adolescent women are in many cases ending up in the sex trade. Many of the boys and girls are abused as slaves or at best cheap, hardly paid labor, working at least 12 hours a day and of course with no chance of going to school. A missed opportunity to get a basic education. What will they do in the future? Those who may one day be free from seeking shelter as refugees, free from slavery and able to enter a normal working life. The number of refugees is increasing with every bombing run by the United States and NATO. The drone assassinations, yes, personally approved by Barack Obama, the self-imposed leader of the certain world countries who goes around the globe preaching human rights, the biggest human rights abuser in recent history. US drones have killed tens of thousands over the past 15 years. To that, you may add the hundreds, perhaps thousands, killed by British and French drones. At least 90% of those killed are civilians. Many of them, maybe as many as half, are children or adolescents. Many children survive as orphans, especially when trigger-happy drone-trained operators in Houston, Dallas, or Las Vegas, or elsewhere on the U.S. mainland, or the U.S. Air Force Base in Ramstein, Germany, or Djibouti, direct their joysticks towards a wedding or funeral celebration in Yemen. Afghanistan, or Pakistan, or you name it, they have a particular liking for these mass family gatherings. The bug splats, military slang for people killed by remote control, are the most numerous, the most fun, the bloodiest bang for the buck for these inhuman monsters trained to kill in places tens of thousands of kilometers away from their comfort zone. They are ordered to do so by the assassin-in-chief, Barack Obama. He who proudly says that he approves each killing personally. How does the man, if he still deserves the term, sleep at night? Many of these drone pilots work from mobile air-conditioned trailers outside large cities in the United States, but also from Africa, from Afghanistan or the United Arab Emirates. There are at least 60 drone bases around the world, most of them controlled by the Central Intelligence Agency and their proxies. The number may be flexible with a tendency to grow. They are often operated from simple airstrips, easy to set up and easy to dismantle. They are clad in a shroud of secrecy, therefore they are difficult to monitor. This is modern American warfare, by robot, removed from any emotions. Killing is a mere statistic, a measure accounted for on a spreadsheet. Almost nobody talks about this atrocious way of combat that is easily and painlessly replicated everywhere and endlessly. How can a future Syria be built without an educated population? There will be a generation gap for several generations, if ever, before the Middle East and North Africa region can recover, and its economy can recover, its social and physical infrastructure can recover, its sheer living of normal lives. Syria, Libya, and Iraq were the most progressive countries in Middle East and North Africa. Free education and healthcare, a first-class social safety net, and physical infrastructure that functioned, a deep and profound history of humanity, the cradle of Western civilization. But no more. The very so-called Western civilization was destroyed by the so-called West, bombed into oblivion. They were, and Syria still is, socialist by definition, a red flag and no-go for the Western neoliberal fascist way of thinking and economic model. Most of these people have done no harm. There are no terrorists, especially the children. They were happy to go to school, to play with their friends, to have a home and caring family and daily food on the table. But now everything is lost. There is no home. There are street children begging, eating from the gutters, sick, torn and filthy clothing, cold, no shelter, no healthcare, no care at all. Washington and Washington-directed stooges have taken away their future. They have plunged them into misery. Those that have survived and are roaming the globe as refugees. What a Western sanitized term out of the handbook on statistics, when these poor souls are more often than not at the edge of survival, expulsed from one country to another, beaten up, threatened with guns, sometimes killed, hovering between a life of despair and death from starvation, disease, or sheer neglect. Because the greed-driven neoliberal Western colonialists, the same Europeans and some of them have become North Americans in the 18th, 19th and 20th centuries, who have ravaged and exploited the world for centuries, these same people, can they still be called people? They are now decimating and destroying what's left of our planet for full-spectrum dominance. Killing is the new normal. Desolation and misery of living beings is of no importance. Interference without limitation, that is what the West does best. Literally, that is what it does best. They have perfected an evil science, how to create chaos of suffering and misery efficiently, with the least effort, the least cost, more bombs and drones, poison gas, spent uranium shells, and finally, the atomic bomb, eradicating all. By chaos you divide, and by chaos you conquer. Paradise going up in flames, taking evil humanity with it, all for the sake of a few certain unappeasable powers who still insist on full-spectrum dominance. The civilians, the children in particular, are in fact the victims of this greed, whether in Syria or elsewhere.